so that they can be conditioned for being able to understand reality right now. And that moment are different realities arising together, like sati, awareness, and panya, because nothing can arise just by itself, alone by itself. There are other realities as its conditions as well. For example, at this moment of seeing, the seeing itself cannot arise by itself. There must be cetasikas and other factors as well. Just in the moment and then gone completely.
So there is the experience of realities, but immediately stories.
Thinking.
When we talk about cetasikas and the nature of what really happens, this too is a story.
You mean that no cetasikas?
No, but at the level of intellectual understanding, yeah, we have to have a story about
certainly. Yeah, because no one can stop thinking, mm-hmm, no one can stop considering, no one can stop the understanding from thinking or considering at all. So there are three stages of understanding: suttamaya panya, understanding gained from listening, and cintamaya panya, understanding gaining from considering over and over again, and bhavanamaya panya, understanding gained from developing understanding of being aware of a reality right now. Each moment is right now. And I believe that this was tested at the door of Nalanda University in the old days about realities, mm-hmm, but differently, because they just talk about the intellectual understanding, because Nalanda was the Mahayana university.
Oh, is that right?
I think that since the teachings about reality is so very subtle, and realities themselves are so very subtle, so some people might mistake the teachings according to their understanding and their like or accumulation. For some people, they think that only thinking about realities is enough. It seems like they know everything. They have experienced the noble truths, the arising and falling away. But that cannot be the teaching of the Buddha himself, because it takes time to really understand reality right now. And it's not just only thinking about it. No matter how much one thinks about the characteristic of seeing, as long as there is not the understanding of seeing right now as just the mental reality which sees, it's impossible to really see the arising and falling away of seeing.
A moment of no story.
The moment itself is conditioned to arise and fall away in split seconds and never come back. So it keeps on going from birth to death. Nothing is left in that life. But the next moment after the death, consciousness is conditioned by that. And one karma conditioned the rebirth consciousness after the death consciousness. And that karma is conditioned by all karmas ready to be there for that life to condition each moment of seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting. So we cannot know what would be the next moment at all. Even thinking, even seeing or hearing any reality cannot be predicted. So whatever is there can be object of understanding about the previous accumulation. If there's no such accumulation, there can never be such moment, even thinking that way. Who conditioned the sound and the hearing, see? the hardness and the experiences of hardness, each moment is conditioned. And this is the way to develop understanding of a characteristic at a time, not by the self, but by conditions. No one can tell whether there will be the awareness of any moment right now. But before that, there should be the understanding of the moment with awareness, which is different from moment without awareness. This is the beginning of the development of awareness itself. Otherwise, we keep on talking about awareness, but not understand the characteristic of awareness. So it cannot be the starting point. So awareness is very natural because it's not the self. If there is the self, intention is there. Try so hard to make something appear, but that is not the way because it's motivated by attachment, unknowingly all the time. But whenever awareness arises, it is moment before thinking about it. It's like when there is hearing, hearing arises before thinking about it. As the hearing consciousness can follow the seeing consciousness very naturally, like now. So sammasati, right awareness, is like that, exactly the same. Because in a day, there is seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, and thinking without any awareness. So one is so very honest to know that there is no awareness. But whenever there is awareness, it's not different. It's not like I'm trying to have it, but it's there, like hardness. In the day, there's no moment of being aware of that characteristic which is hard. But when there is awareness, it's just there, right there. We don't have to do anything because it's there. But it begins to be there, and it has to begin to follow the other characteristic, like now it follows the hardness which appears to the body consciousness. The body consciousness itself doesn't have sati with it, but the sati which follows is aware of the same characteristic. So we begin to understand that that is the characteristic of right awareness, which has conditions to arise, not by our will or expectation, but when it will arise again, no expectation. But once it's there, one can see how natural it is. And it has to be aware of other objects in a day so that there will be less and less attachment to the idea of self. Once all the characteristics appear as different dhammas, there is no self. And right understanding can experience or discern the true nature of realities better and better without the idea of I or self.
So not trying is a central condition. Okay.
And we have mai pak and mai pian in the sutta too.
Neither resting or nor overexerting.
Yeah. I was going to actually ask what the balance between right effort and not trying was. So that Kunsichink, would you?
That is what we just said.
Okay. Yes. So that balance, so it's almost like that point of balance is
right.
The condition for sattva.
Usually we think of the word and then we try to find out when and where it is, but actually the understanding of any reality right then, we can understand what is there in Tipitaka. If the sammasati does not arise, how we can understand not rest and not over
exert. But if awareness is something purely spontaneous, which is what you've just been saying, then is there any room for effort in the conventional sense?
Effort is there already. No need to have extra virya because it's there.
Is there any stage in development where effort becomes prominent?
I think that right now there are many chetasikas arising with a moment of citta. But should we know all? Or it depends on awareness. If awareness is not aware of a characteristic, can we try to have it aware of the other characteristic? For example, if there is awareness of hardness, should we try to be aware of the body's base, which is there as well, instead of hardness? See, it's the self again who just want to make it that way. So it's not the right path, which is the path which has to go along with detachment all the way.
But there can be awareness of effort.
Anything. And we can sit, whether we can understand that. Or we begin to see the idea of self in order to have understanding of it, that it's only a reality. For example, right now, it seems like many realities are appearing together, right? People and the yard and the trees. But if there is only one characteristic, nothing else, for example now, only sound and hearing, which means that there must be no one here, no visible object here, just the moment of sound appearing to hearing consciousness. Is there the idea of self there who hears? Because there is nothing else.
When you say there must be no one here, are you saying the awareness of that follows from awareness of nama rupa?
When reality appears to panya, which is vipassanayana, it has to be that. Only one characteristic of a reality appears to the mental reality which experiences it. Even at that time, is that not me or I? From head to toe, when there is touching, hardness or softness appear, right? And this is very natural without any understanding. But when it appears to the panya which has developed, which can discern that characteristic, no one, no self, at that moment, can that be the object of I, the clinging to that object, still I who is soft or hard? Because there is nothing else at all in the world, only hardness appearing. So where is the I if it's not that hardness? It's still me or I, right? That's why the five upatana khanda, which takes the rupa as I, or the vedana, the sanya, the sankhara, the vinyana, all five khandas can be object of attachment to the idea of self. And that is moment when awareness is aware of a reality. It's like when we try to know or understand the moment of being aware of virya. It must be like that, changing from sound to virya, just there. But it still can be object of attachment as my virya. It's I who has virya. Or virya is me.